You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options. At Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shoreman for his series Beyond the Ballot, Wednesday, October 9th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. A little Mozart to get things going in our noon hour of classical music with the Hofner March, played by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra under conductor Sir Thomas Beecham. Just one of a few bits of music, including an entire symphony that Mozart composed for a wealthy Austrian family. It's good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson for more classical music here on a Friday afternoon. This noon hour is going to bring us the famous Dance of the Elves by Antonio Bazzini, in a version for clarinet and piano. Charles Hubert Perry's Symphonic Variations with the Scottish National Orchestra, we have that to enjoy a little bit later down the line. The Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam, under conductor Bernard Haitink and pianist Vladimir Ashkenazy, are with us next with a concerto completed in 1926. We'll listen to the fourth piano concerto of Sergei Rachmaninoff, next on KPR. A vigorous workout on the keyboard, given by pianist Vladimir Ashkenazy, playing with the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam, under conductor Bernard Haitink, for the fourth piano concerto of Sergei Rachmaninoff on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is about 12:38, still to come, the Scottish National Orchestra, with composer Sir Charles Hubert Perry's Symphonic Variations. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library and its Civic Engagement 101 series, discussing the City of Lawrence Ballot Resolution 7442, Thursday in the Library Auditorium. Details at lplks.org. And KU's Spencer Museum of Art, now showing the exhibition Native Fashion, celebrating wearable artworks created by indigenous people historically and today. Details at spencerart.ku.edu. Here at the KU campus, it's 76 degrees, and we're expecting a high today of around 82, partly sunny skies. Tonight should be partly cloudy with a low of 58, and much the same story for tomorrow, a sunny day for Saturday, and temperatures in the mid-80s. We have music next from the Italian composer Antonio Bazzini. One of the most memorable tunes he contributed was the following, Dance of the Elves, sometimes translated into Dance of the Goblins. Today we'll hear it played by clarinetist Robert Spring and Eckhard Selheim on the keyboard. Next on KPR. Dance of the Elves, from Antonio Bazzini, played by clarinetist Robert Spring and Eckhard Selheim on the keyboard, on Kansas Public Radio, where there is about 15 minutes to go until the top of the hour and NPR News with an update of headlines, followed by more classical music till 3 this afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Greg and Dana Newkirk's Haunted Objects Live tomorrow evening, featuring history, folklore, and true life accounts of haunted artifacts. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. We're joined next by the Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by Andrew Penny. And the music is by English composer Sir Charles Hubert Perry, born in the mid-19th century, best known for a repertoire of choral and orchestral songs, and, along with Irish composer Charles Villiers Stanford, one of the founders of the Royal Academy of Music, and a great teacher to many of the early 20th century English composers, from Elgar to Vaughan Williams to Gustav Holst. We'll hear some of Perry's Symphonic Variations in E minor, the Scottish National Orchestra, next on Kansas Public Radio. Symphonic Variations from English composer Sir Charles Hubert Parry. Andrew Penny conducted the Scottish National Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio, where we are about ready for NPR News, followed by more classical music, where we'll be joined with the Orchestra of the Golden Age, with a few selections from Telemann's volumes of Tafel Musik, not to mention the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and the Fifth Symphony by Jean Sibelius. We've got that and much more still to come in an afternoon of classical music. Thanks for joining us here on this Friday afternoon. Did you know that as a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will? For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor, or you can always email us at legacy@kansaspublicradio.org.
Morning Hacks every weekday on Morning Edition.
Your Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporium. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. K210 CR in Atchison. And K258BT in Manhattan. And always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
391. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Here's a little something from 20th century English composer Haydn Wood, and one of several orchestral compositions that were in some way meant to imply or reflect the character of a different English castle. That tune was called A Gala Night, or Windsor Castle, with Gavin Sutherland leading the BBC Concert Orchestra on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where there is a bit more classical music for your afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, and we await the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with a beautiful symphony for you, the fifth that was written by Jean Sibelius. That's coming up in just about 15 minutes' time. Thanks for joining us. Support for classical music comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned custom furniture store in downtown Lawrence, featuring Stressless Brand chairs and other sustainably made, handcrafted furniture. Information online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. We'll take you back to the time of the Baroque next, and enjoy music from composer Georg Philipp Telemann, and from his many volumes of Tafel Musik, or Table Music, a trio in E-flat major, put on for us next by the Orchestra of the Golden Age on Kansas Public Radio. A little taste of old-world elegance with a trio in E-flat major from the many volumes of Tafel Musik, or Table Music, from Georg Philipp Telemann, played by the Orchestra of the Golden Age on Kansas Public Radio. The time is about 1:26. News from NPR coming up at the top of the hour. Classical music continues until 3. Later on tonight, it's the next concert from the BBC Proms at 7 p.m. tonight. Patricia Kopachinskaya is going to perform Schoenberg's Violin Concerto with the BBC Symphony. You'll also hear the Greensleeves Fantasia by Vaughan Williams and Shostakovich's Fifth Symphony. That's on the BBC Proms, which you can hear tonight at 7 p.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from the Dubika Zoo, celebrating 90 years of smiles, memories, wildlife conservation, and education. Open daily from 9 to 5. Calendar of events and ticket information is found at topekazoo.org. And the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and former Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, Thursday at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Our next recording is of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. You know that you're a big deal in your home country when the government decides to declare your 50th birthday a national holiday. That was a situation that Jean Sibelius found himself in the year 1915, which was the year of his 50th birthday, which the Finnish government declared a national holiday and asked Sibelius to provide a little music suitable for the occasion. That was how the Fifth Symphony in E-flat major by Sibelius came to be, and we'll hear it next. Lorne Mazel leads the Pittsburgh Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. Completed in 1915, Symphony No. 5 by Jean Sibelius, as played by the Pittsburgh Symphony, conducted by Lorne Mazel on Kansas Public Radio, where it is almost 2 o'clock, and coming up in a moment, NPR News. More classical music in the next hour, where we will take in a Hungarian fantasia for piano and orchestra, music by Liszt, not to mention a little music in the form of a romance for viola, contributed by Max Bruch. We've got that and more still to come. Thanks for joining us for classical music here on a Friday afternoon. Quick question for you. Do you happen to have an old car or a truck that's taking up space in your garage? You can skip the hassle of selling it and always donate it to KPR. We'll pick it up and you'll get a tax deduction. Find out more about our Vehicles for Charity program at kansaspublicradio.org. Join us for All Things Considered later this afternoon from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Up 217 points at 42,391. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. A little something for you by Antony Dvorak. Polonaise from Rusalka, with the Minnesota Orchestra under conductor Eiji Ue on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you once more. I'm Jeff Watson, and classical music continues on KPR until 3 p.m. Between now and then, the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra is going to bring us a stunning serenade for string orchestra from Polish composer Mieczysław Karłowicz. And we'll catch a little bit of music that Max Bruch wrote down for viola and piano. A short romance awaits us here on Kansas Public Radio's Classical Music on a Friday afternoon. Continuing on with a recording of the Philharmonia Orchestra and conductor John Pritchard, and music by Franz Liszt, who gave the world many musical gifts, the most popular being his Hungarian Rhapsodies. And what we'll listen to was created in 1852, music written in much the same vein, a fantasy on Hungarian folk melodies. This is actually a orchestration of Liszt's 14th Hungarian Rhapsody. Pianist John Ogden is with the Philharmonia Orchestra, next on Kansas Public Radio. From Franz Liszt, the fantasy on Hungarian folk tunes, or a reorchestration of the 14th Hungarian Rhapsody, as played by the Philharmonia Orchestra, led by John Pritchard, and pianist John Ogden, on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:25, and in the second half of the hour, we await the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra and a serenade for string orchestra from Polish composer Mieczysław Karłowicz. That's in just about 10 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting I Got Rhythm, featuring sound, echo, and silence. A new concerto for traditional Thai instruments and orchestra. Tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at topekasymphony.org. And the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. A little music next for you by Max Bruch, a romance for viola, played by Karen Dreyfuss and pianist Robert McDonald on Kansas Public Radio. a romance for viola, composed by Max Brook, played by Karen Dreyfuss, along with pianist Robert MacDonald, on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:35, and at 3 o'clock it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, we bring you the next concert from the BBC Proms. That gets underway at 7 p.m. this evening. On tonight's program, Patricia Kopachinskaya is going to perform Schoenberg's Violin Concerto with the BBC Symphony Orchestra. We'll also hear the Greensleeves Fantasia by Ray Vaughan Williams and the Fifth Symphony by Shostakovich. That'll be on the next BBC Proms, which you can hear tonight at 7 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Here at the KU campus, it is 78 degrees, high of 84 today, partly sunny skies. Should be partly cloudy for this evening as well, turning mostly cloudy overnight with lows in the upper 50s. It should be a sunny day for tomorrow with highs in the lower 80s and lows in the mid-50s for tomorrow night. We have the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra joining us right now with music from a Polish composer born in the late 19th century, one Mieczysław Karlowicz, a composer who didn't spend a great deal of time outside of Poland except for a brief sojourn in Berlin, where he pursued musical studies with the violinist and composer Heinrich Urban, the same person who he dedicated the following serenade for strings to from the year of 1906. The BBC Philharmonic Orchestra next on Kansas Public Radio. A serenade for string orchestra, early music from the 19th century Polish composer Mieczysław Karlowicz, played by the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. A good note to end on. We're just about at 3 o'clock, and up next is All Things Considered from NPR News. Then later on tonight, a special musical treat when we bring you the next concert from the BBC Proms. That gets underway tonight at 7 o'clock. I'm Jeff Watson. It's been another fun afternoon, and indeed, a fun week sharing classical music with you. We'll visit again at noon on Monday. Thanks for joining us today on KPR.
Right now, you'll receive a KPR enamel pin when you donate $7 per month or more. Thanks for your consideration. KansasPublicRadio.org.
KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence, providing seniors with pre-approved, vetted volunteers for transportation, home maintenance, technical support, and more. Details at CommunityVillageLawrence.org.